Usually, we may be able to focus on just a few of the psychological dimensions. For example, user tests of communication between two people appear to show that there are probably five main factors that may give different outcomes with different communication services. These are involvement, role, trust, impression formation, and information dependencies. Also, with three of the psychological dimensions, interactivity, symmetry, and motive, it is possible to distinguish those communication tasks that people may be expected to perform with a communication service. For example, tasks such as decision-making and persuasion may be contrasted according to whether they involve high or low interactivity and are relatively symmetric or asymmetric in terms of expertise or contribution. Of these dimensions, the level of interactivity may have the greatest implications for service design, because the values of technical parameters such as frame rate and lip synchrony may be optimized for communication that is more or less interactive. Therefore, the following overview of communication tasks will distinguish between those with relatively low or high interactivity.